Welcome to the Power Slide podcast for our Rally Croatia preview. I am Dimitris, and today I'm joined by Silver.
Hello.
Zenor.
Hello.
And we have a special guest, Manos. Hello, Manos. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me.
Manos is a fellow journalist who works for Total Racing, a website in Greek. So if you're a Greek listener, make sure to go there and read their articles. And he's also works with the Rally Acropolis organizer. So hello, Manos. Tell us about a few words about yourself, if you will.
Yeah, so I live in Greece, as Dimitri said. So we are both Greek rally geeks. Yes. I study aerospace engineering at university. I am an author at TotalRacing.gr, and since 2022, I've basically worked at the organization of Acropolis Rally. This year, I am actually doing the road book myself. So yeah, it's quite exciting.
Very nice. But why we have him here and not Acropolis, you might ask yourselves. That's because Manos is going to Rally Croatia. So we'll have him as our preview correspondent, let's say. To help
drunk
us
correspondent
sure
on the
please it's okay, we'll tell you stuff to remember about rally Croatia. If you don't go to some of the stages because you're drunk, we'll give you enough information for you to remember the stages, even if you haven't gone to the stages.
Fair enough.
So Rally Croatia, it's a rally of all time, a very good rally even. It's the first pure tarmac rally of the season, even though Monte Carlo was 99% pure tarmac, just one icy corner. And it's also a modern classic, let's say. Three out of the four rallies were settled in the power stage.
Yes.
Two out of the three rallies were settled in the power stage, and last year also had drama with punctures, etc. So what can we expect from this year's Rally Croatia? What is your expectations for this rally, everyone?
Point system chaos.
so the one non-specific rally thing is what you expect from the rally.
Yes.
I expect rallying.
No, I mean, We had a fairly normal, or like decently normal, distribution of points in Monte Carlo, but the other two rallies, yes, have been pretty chaotic in that sense, but they're also fairly specific rallies. I kind of expect Croatia not to go the route of Monte's points distribution and still be completely batshit insane, so. That's what I mean.
It will depend on the weather as well.
Probably.
I checked the weather yesterday, and it had thunderstorms on Sunday and rain on Saturday and Friday. I didn't put Zagreb as the place. I put Karlovac and one of the other places where the stage is at. I for the life of me, I cannot remember the name. It looks
gonna
like
need a boat on the stage.
Yes, and if it's wet like it was in 2022. We saw a lot of punctures because the drivers cut and they pull mud and like stones on the road. It makes it extra slippier. And also with the stones they pull in the road, it causes a lot of punctures. We did the maths in Croatia day one. How many punctures did we count? 17 or something?
There's something like that.
Something like that. And it's Pirelli, so you know.
You never know,
that's the problem.
You always know.
You'll get a lot. You just don't know how many.
You can be sure that you will get a puncture.
Yeah.
Especially if it's full wet conditions, because the wet tire has been quite prone to punctures. We also saw some
because it's probably the softest compound of them.
Yeah. You need to keep heating the tire in the cold. You understand what I'm saying. You don't have to explain how tires work.
Croatia, I think you said it yourself, is a modern classic in a way. Even though a lot of people have talked with about this rally, they say they don't really like it because it's a bit too simple and straightforward. I think it's the exact opposite, especially if it rains. The stages are nice, they have a nice flow, and yeah, Pirelli is the only surprise the crews can expect.
Yeah, or if you're Rossi in 2021, you also have to look out for civilian cars.
Exactly, yeah, that will be me this year.
Or policemen standing in the road, or
I will personally
red lights.
I will personally buy you souvlaki if you manage to crash into Ogier.
The problem is, I don't think I will crash into Ogier on the road, on the normal road. I think on the stage you can easily get lost, because I checked with the website, and they don't have any accesses for the stages. They just have a map. So if I get lost into the Croatian wilderness, we'll just call you, I guess.
I don't think there's many access roads for the stages. Like in Krasic, for example, I think it's just mountain in the middle. So
depends on the day. Day one is, I think, the worst for spectating, because all the stages are far away. Especially the last one, Platak, if I remember well, it's in Rijeka.
Yeah.
So we'll probably go to one stage on Friday, and then Saturday probably two stages. The classic one with a bridge and the castle section.
Yes.
The first one, but I will not go there obviously, because it will be full of people.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm trying to, me and my friends who are going to the rally, we're trying to see something different. Not the classic, you know, hairpin and straight stuff. Maybe a bit of a change of direction or a jump. That would be nice.
I don't know when you're going, but Shakedown is actually quite underrated for a spectator's point of view, because you get to see the top cars three times minimum, and you also get to see all the other cars as well. You get to see them multiple times. So if you don't have anything to do on Thursday morning, I'd recommend you go to... I don't even know if it's close. It's close, I think.
It's close, yeah. Thursday morning is basically Shakedown day, and Shakedown is probably the best day for spectating in any rally, because exactly you can see three passes, and cars are constantly starting on the stage. And, you know, the jump is near the start. You have a good access and good parking areas, which is important for spectating. And, yeah, in general, it's pretty good, and Saturday as well is really spectator-friendly. Sunday, everybody will bunch up on the power stage.
I mean, it's fair enough. I really like that power stage. It also has a new start this year.
Mm. Oh, does it?
Yeah, it has a very, very small start. It starts on the road next to the previous start for like a few corners. It's a bit wider road, and it starts in front of the town, I think, instead of like the road next to it.
Okay.
And then it follows the normal route. It's only for like 800 meters, so nothing changes much.
Yeah, we have already, designed an itinerary that we're going to follow with my friends, and which spots we want to go and see, and etc. I've already have Google Maps coordinates and everything on my on my cell phone ready. You know, how much time do I need to go from where we're staying to the stages, and how much time in between the stages. So, yeah, basically we're going to see some wild spots if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm. That's
jumps
good.
And stuff. Unless Michelle tells us no and throws us to...
Well, don't stand on the outside of the corners.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
Don't steal anti-cuts like in Central European Rally. That's what the Czechs did. They stole anti-cuts to see cars cut more. And...
Would you be happy if I stood on a corner with a big Greek flag? So that you can recognize me?
Sure. Why not?
Wear the Greek flag.
Greek flag.
I will be the Greek flag, yeah. I will dress myself in blue and white.
Yes.
You go full Euro 2004 final moment, and entire Greek like face paint, tattoos, flag.
So that I can get beaten up by Croatians.
Yes, that was the next thing I was going to say. Don't get drunk on the stage, because last year we saw people drunk fighting on the crest.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah, that was epic. That was out of Mortal Kombat. Just took the guy and they both jumped over to this thing. And
get over here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You've heard of Street Fighter. Get ready for Stage Fighter.
Get ready for Hrvatska Fighter.
Hrvatska Fighter. Exactly. So don't party on the stages, people. Party in Zagreb.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the mall in the service park, buy yourself.
Oh my something. God, that's awful. That's just awful. It has a go-karting track though.
Oh wow.
Oh.
Yeah, indoor go-karting track. So I will probably challenge Gus Green. Does Gus Greensmith run?
I'm crazy. Yeah, yes.
That's
he is.
Definitely not going to I be think so. Crowded.
yes. Think so. Gus Greensmith does run. He's just not nominating him.
I would just challenge him to a go-karting race.
See that goes well. He did karting, I believe.
Did he?
I think so. Yeah.
Is this a Taka Katsuta? Did you know he did circuit racing?
No. Greensmith actually was a goalkeeper for Manchester City's academies, I think.
Yeah,
well, I know that.
So many sports, so many failed attempts.
Oh. Okay.
There you.
Jesus.
No, it's unfair. But yeah, guys, if you're listening to this, I'm terribly sorry. Remember the guy who met you at Acropolis Rally 2022 on Media Day when you were alone? Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. No. Journalist was going to talk to him. You know, everybody was around Leb on the tables and.
I was on the Super Special in 2022, and I was the only one who was cheering for Armin Krem.
Only you.
That was us at Rally Estonia.
Yeah.
We were the only people, just three lunatics, cheering for Armin Kremer every time he went past.
Our guy, you know, who we cheered on Acropolis Rally was Gil, you know, the Indian.
Yes.
Goram
Gil. Yeah. He was. He also had some spectacular passes. So.
Yeah, he has those, but he also tends to be spectacular in ditches.
Oh.
Spectacular. He crashes.
Oh well, yeah, what can you do? He's the one we pick. Yeah, if he's not in the start list for Croatia, isn't he?
No. I don't think he has the ability to do tarmac.
He does not have.
There's another Gil. There's a Taylor Gil from Australia.
No, that's something different.
That's not.
That's Rally 3.
Yeah. Rally Croatia, as we said, is a modern classic, but there's been rumors that it could be gone for 2025. Rumors that have been amplified by the confirmation that Rally Las Canarias will be on the calendar in 2025 with a similar date as Croatia, typically. Mm. So it could be the last Rally Croatia for a bit, but we also said that for Kenya, and Kenya seems to be like still on the calendar for 2025. So Kenya, you never know.
Sure, trust me.
Sorry?
Kenya is secure, trust me.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right.
I have inside information.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I wouldn't say the same for Sardinia.
Yes. Yes.
But finally.
I don't know. Hey, what if someone from Italy is listening to this?
Okay.
We are not against Italy. We just don't like Sardinia. Yeah, exactly. I think we'd be very happy we would be very happy to have Sanremo, and
yeah.
Exactly. I would be very happy to have Monza.
No.
What's wrong with Monza?
Monza is very good. Very good.
If they had Sunday on the circuit, sure.
No.
Nothing more, please. We don't need it.
No, The format was very good. I like it very much.
No.
I would like to drive it.
If you look at some older Rally Sanremo maps from 96 and backwards, you will see they had the leg in Tuscany. That's what I want.
Mm.
Rally Tuscany.
Mm-hmm.
I am a tarmac purist when it comes to Italy. Most of the drivers are tarmac.
You don't have a stay.
Uh-oh.
I'm still a very firm believer that Monza is better than Japan.
It is. Yeah, I agree on that. Yeah.
Japan is not a good rally. It's carried by Toyota mostly.
Mm. Yeah, it's basically there because Toyota.
Yeah. And in Japan, I would only go if it was in Hokkaido, like it was in the past.
And also, Japan has gotten away with organization stuff that no other rally would.
It's a clown show.
Sorry, Mitchell.
No worry.
That's his other Greek name. Mitchell. Just to, you know, I need to say this. It's not only the organization issue in Japan. It's the fact that they, you know, they tell all the towns that the cars are passing from before the stages to, you know, to gather crowds and everything on the side of the road.
Mm.
But then on the actual stages, there is nobody there.
There's nobody there because they don't want people on the stages.
Ridiculously expensive.
It was 1,500 yen per stage. So if you wanted to... Then it's not 15 euros. It's 150 euros. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it was like 150 euros per stage, I think, or something
that's
like that.
Christ. That's like two or three rally passes for around Estonia.
Yeah.
That's infinite rally passes in Greece.
Do that in Greece and put a ticket on the stages in Greece, and it will be a global riot.
They'll burn the forests.
They'll burn the headquarters of...
It's fine, the forest will burn anyways.
Oh, no. That's true, but...
The forest does kind of burn itself over there.
Yeah, and we will have 15 passes of FIBA.
Yeah, with all different formations.
Yeah, and the track.
You just do the Olympic Stadium and Cosmote 5G Athens City Stage.
We can't do the Olympic Stadium because the roof will collapse.
Good. Make it collapse while Jordan is doing it then.
Dismantle the roof then.
Yeah, take off the roof.
It's not a Lego.
A stadium does not need a roof.
Okay. Can we go back to the actual rally now?
Yes, we can.
So let's get into the entry list. We have two people who are back since the last outing being Monte Carlo, Sebastian Ogier for Toyota and Andreas Mikkelsen for Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
Ogier could definitely win this, obviously. Mikkelsen was horrible in Monty.
I still don't get him being the tarmac specialist at Hyundai.
Yeah. Hyundai wanted to get for more. Yeah. That would have been a tarmac specialist.
Yeah.
But he's not a tarmac specialist. He's like an all-around driver. He's
He's suddenly decent everywhere.
Like, I still don't know why he's the tarmac. I know he's the best driver on tarmac, probably. But at this point, I think Lappi might have been better than him in Monty and probably in Croatia. I don't know. I hope he performs well. He's also doing whatever the fuck Rally d'Alba is now called as a shakedown for Croatia. It's called Piemonte hashtag something.
Isn't that kind of like Lorenzo Bertelli doing the New Zealand test in Acropolis?
No. No. Piemonte is tarmac.
Piemonte is a team in...
Wow! What that guy is tarmac. It's not a very good place for tarmac testing.
It's tarmac, but it's not as bad as New Zealand and Acropolis. It's tarmac, let's say, and it's probably the only high-level tarmac event they could find. I don't think Rally Ones would have been allowed to do Karlovac Quattro River Rally because the stages are backwards compared to the real ones, and two short stages and an SSS, so it wouldn't be really fair. So they just picked the second best thing. Apart from the new drivers, let's say, quote unquote, we have still the championship leader, Thierry Neuville. Silver, what do you expect your favorite driver to do in this event?
I give you three guesses to guess where I put him in my pick'ems.
You either have him as first as DNF.
No. Think about yes, second.
He does not like Thierry Neuville because he reminds him of himself.
But no.
He is Thierry Neuville.
No. No. I reject all allegations.
Do you have a habit of finishing second?
Maybe.
Is your are you
a loser?
Oh! Okay. Okay, I see how it is.
Are you a loser, Will?
Okay. I am the only Thierry Neuville fan in this podcast.
Don't worry, Dimitris. I am a fan as well, but all these disappointments since 2017 have let me...
The Ferrari mentality.
Yeah, I call him loser, Will, but I secretly hope he takes the championship.
Same here. The pain is numb. Yeah. I think he can win this rally, but he'll probably crash in like stage 7.
No. You will say it was a moment, not a crash.
Mm-hmm.
I said that the 2022 power stage moment was not a crash because he continued.
It's still a crash.
He broke his whole controller.
It's a crash.
It's fine.
It's a crash.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine. It's a crash.
It's fine.
You can continue after a crash.
Yeah.
Case in point, Lappi, Finland, 2022.
Just look at Tanak in Sweden.
Meek, several times.
Not after that house.
So, Neuville is, I think, is the favorite out of the full-time drivers this rally to do well. Like, podium lock if he finishes, which is, goes without saying. Evans, on the other hand, not so much. He won Croatia last year, but that was mostly due to Neuville crashing.
In Christian motorism.
Bullshit. Yeah. He was the fifth driver on pace that weekend. And he does not do well on wet tarmac, as we saw in Central Europe, where he did your best impression, Silver, and he found a house. And he lost the championship, and he wasn't particularly fast. Well, he was third, so I kind of take that back. I think Evans will be like fourth or fifth if no one has issues. Like on pace, I think he's like the fourth or fifth fastest driver on wet tarmac. I don't know about you. What do you want to comment on that hot take?
Who wants to start? He's usually done decent at Croatia, but I don't see him being that quick. If he gets above third, it's probably because someone went off or had more punctures than him, or etc. So I don't see him taking a top two position on pace. His top on pace will probably be third.
I agree.
Anyone else?
I agree as well.
Okay.
It's an interesting scenario. Yeah, it's an interesting case with Evans, because in one hand you think he, you know, on the level of Neuville on any surface, but I mean it depends on the conditions, and I think it will be a rally won on the least mistakes made, based on the guy who makes the least mistakes.
I think on the Rally 1 era, Evans has been the worst out of the top drivers, let's say, because he resembles Richard Burns in 2002, 2003, where he's only there based on not pace, but consistency and nothing else. And in 2022, he didn't even have that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then you have cases like Fourmont, who is doing a Tony Gardemeister 2005 season.
That's a very good example. I hadn't thought of that. You're bang on with that. Let's hope he doesn't get replaced for someone then.
Take your word for it.
You
weren't alive.
Senna, we've watched the 2005 season review many times.
I'm pretty sure we have.
I don't remember.
Oh my god! Things. We'll watch it again. That's a very, very good example, and we will continue with for more. Fourmont had his debut in 2021 in Croatia and finished fifth. And he was close in getting two stage wins, but he was beaten by no other than Takakatsuta. In 2022, he found a garden.
Yeah.
And now we have 2024. What do we think Fourmont can do? I think fifth is a realistic position for Fourmont.
Yeah, probably. On pace should be fifth.
On the previous two rallies, we had quite unique conditions, especially in Sweden, like and Safari, yeah. So yeah, the podiums were really, really good, but Croatia could be a bit of a not a reality check, but like back to
normality.
Back to normality, exactly. For more. I really hope he does well. I really like him, and I'm really happy to see that he's not in the Lube circle of I crash, I go slowly to finish the next rally. I crash, I go even slower, car fails, etc., 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 etc. Because he's actually a good driver.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and also M Sport have seemed to be reliable now, so with that, which is a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the speed is missing.
The speed is missing. Yeah, but yeah. If you ask Rich Milliner, he'll say that this result proves that the M Sport Puma is still competitive, and they were seventh.
Oh God!
I mean, let's be honest, if you put Loeb in that car now, it could compete for the top three.
For sure, especially
so
if it's
You can't say the car is. You can't really say the car is slow. Like I'd say it's quite good. Like obviously Hyundai and Toyota will be above, but if you're the man behind the wheel and can wheel it, then you can get a good position with it.
It's not miles behind.
Yeah, for sure. If it was on pure pace, the best driver you can put in the car, it would be like Toyota, Hyundai, and then Ford. But if you put Loeb right now in Croatia, he would definitely fight for podium spots.
Yeah.
Spots from the start. But Furmo kind of takes a different approach. He doesn't want to ruin his race from day one. So he builds up slowly and capitalizes on the mistakes of others.
Yeah.
Especially on Saturday.
Sunday is the cruise.
Sunday is particular this year, so the less we talk about it, the better. And after... Who's fourth in the standings? It's Kalle, isn't
it? It's Ogier. It'll be Kalle, but Kalle is not driving, so for the purposes of this rally, it's fourth on the road for Ogier.
Is it fourth on the road for Ogier?
Yes, it really? Is. Hold it on. Is, it is,
oh,
it is.
Oh, God.
I have the entry list open, it's fourth on the road.
It's not, but I think Tanak and Katsuki.
Are you okay?
Sorry, I drowned. No, I was drowning. I don't think that's the road order.
Hold on.
Because...
Oh, yeah, it isn't. Ogier 7.
Oh, no.
What?
Who is fourth?
Why is it not the road order? It's Tanak.
It's the way. Yeah, it's Tanak.
Yeah.
I don't think Tanak will do well.
Probably not.
Last time he did that, the rally in the Hyundai in Croatia, he wasn't... Wait, no, he was second.
Yes, he was.
I take that back.
He was third last year.
All right, so he was second last year. He was second in 2022. And he was fourth in 2021.
I don't expect him to do well.
Well, yeah, I still have him down as fourth. So
I don't expect the Hyundai to do well.
Ah, I do expect the Hyundai. No.
I do expect one of the Hyundais to do well.
I expect the Hyundai to be quite decent at this rally in terms of pace.
It'll be fast. It'll just die again.
I don't think it will on this rally.
I'm not optimistic.
I don't see like a lot of reliability issues being the problem on this rally. It's probably more like punctures,
something
and driver
happen.
Mistakes.
What sump guard is he going to break
on tarmac?
Something will break. Oh. Something idiotic. He'll break the steering rack on a straight or something.
I mean, that's just Tanak being Tanak.
Or it's just an Eper 2020. One all over again, and his jack is broken when he has to change a puncture.
Something stupid like that.
Well, maybe not. Happens in Croatia.
And also, Tanak has went off at some vague point in the last three rallies. So he hasn't had a clean rally since his return to Hyundai yet. Could this be the rally where he wins and puts his championship back on track?
No, I don't see that happening.
If Nuvel crashes, I see that.
You need both Nuvel and Ogier offer that.
Yeah.
Last time when Ogier got a puncture, we saw him cruising through Friday and crying all the way from Czechia to Germany. So you never know.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, Ogier doesn't make it after stage one. You still have Nuvel and I count Evans on that fight. Why not?
I think Tanak would beat Evans probably.
I think Tanak will win it on the second stage of the day.
Oh,
Noted. SS2 Tanak.
So you expect four ops and four rallies?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Lube has done it
before. It's time to put the entirety of Estonia on suicide watch if that happens.
I'm prepared.
Tanak is going to be a little bit under pressure and he's going to try and push for a good result on, you know, the first part of the rally Friday and Saturday, and he will make a mistake again and we lose time. And then he will again try and pick up everything on Sunday, which is not the way you win a championship, even with this format. In my
Stupid point system. I think the
point system will be exposed in Croatia.
It hasn't been exposed yet.
Yeah, I think it will be exposed a lot. If let's say in a worst case scenario, the rain hits a stage from sixth car on the stage and after, I think we can see some freak results on some stages.
That is actually a decent point. If you get one stage on Sunday that is affected by rain and only like half the Rally 1 drivers get the rain, then it completely like makes the Sunday standings dependent on that luck.
It
will be worse if the rain hits on the second pass. It will be even worse because all the dirt will be pulled out on the road.
Yeah. That is a good point, actually.
What I was going to say, in 2022, we saw that happen when the one that shall not be named was celebrating beating Tanak because he had wet tires on and the others had dries and he didn't have any rain. And we saw Rally 2's get points with Lindholm finishing fourth on the power stage.
Yeah, that can happen again this year.
And it will be even more disastrous because it's just the Sunday points also count, not just the power stage. So it will get points away from
what if that happens on Sunday and the stages are only, you only have four stages?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It can happen on Sunday. And it's horrible because we only have four stages.
Yeah, thanks, WRC.
Yes, but we need to end the rally at 2 o'clock. People go to
Everybody else has jobs to do on Sunday. They have other things to do.
They go to church for the evening choir. Yeah. I don't know.
We have Formula One and MotoGP.
Irrelevant series.
I always suggest, every time I have this conversation, I say, why not move the rally slot for the power stage in the afternoon?
When the rallies are over.
Yeah, you have a full day of rallying on Sunday.
And they do that with the European Rally Championship anyway.
Yeah, but the European Rally Championship is irrelevant.
Fair enough.
It was pretty. It was pretty good last year, even though I didn't watch it. The only stage I watched was Slim.
But we didn't.
People barely know that the World Rally Championship exists, and you want them to know that the European Rally Championship exists.
I watched like the qualifying stage of Fafe. But I actually want to watch it this year because it was very good last year.
It wasn't. I watched it.
We had a title fight at least.
What title fight? It was literally Pardon cruising and beating locals.
Yes, but Cesks.
Cesks.
Yes, exactly.
Cesks.
Sesks was a machine in both Liepaja and Poland.
Congratulations.
The Sesks machine.
Okay, you cannot be pleased. You can only be pleased with no Thierry Neuville winning.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Yes, you can't.
Yes, you can. Fantastic. Did I say what's different this year compared to last year?
We analyzed it a little bit on the start when I said...
It's fine. There's nothing more to analyze. It's literally one stage combined into two and...
They've done the Codemasters, combining two stages into one.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
Yeah, but the donut.
What they've done? Yes. Mali Lipovic. No, that's no longer what it's called. Fuck.
That stage, the famous stage, but supposedly famous according to Dimitris Herpen.
It is famous. It's the only thing I remember from that stage.
The only thing I remember from Croatia is the power stage flying finish.
No, but it's the only thing I remember from that stage. It's where Gus almost bent it. It's where Tanak stalled in 2021. So it's that hairpin, basically. You don't know any other hairpin. The other hairpin that you know has a castle. This one does not. So because the start of the stage, the last year's stage, had roadworks going on, they've moved the start of the stage in the nearest access point. And that access point is said hairpin. So what they've done is they'll make the cars go the opposite direction, do a donut, and then go back on the stage to take the hairpin, which is one of the worst stage things I've ever seen. And that also includes the fake ramp jump in Mortal in Central Europe last year.
It's interesting, yeah.
It's a great way to lose your spot on the calendar. That's a good pass, I think, to Dimitris.
I heard a rumor that Rally Finland will start on the yellow house jump, go backwards, do a donut, and then take it at full speed in Unimpoja.
Honestly, that wouldn't be so bad.
No, it would be. It would be. It would be.
It would be great if they did the jump two times. So you do the jump once, you do a hairpin, you go back, and you do the jump again.
Unimpoja Okruch. We'll have Lajuvori do that. We don't need to have two.
Yeah. Exactly.
What else do we have to talk about? Katsuta. Okay, we talked about Katsuta. Munster. Okay, Munster.
Mikkelsen
does well on wet tarmac. Mikkelsen, we talked about in the
beginning. Oh, yeah, we did, right.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
Munster.
Now we have WRC2 and JWRC. Yes. WRC2, we will have Monty 2.0 potentially with Pepe Lopez, Johan Rossell, and Greising.
Yeah.
Which could be good, especially if we have changeable conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, who else do we have? Pajari, he's not good on tarmac.
Yeah, and he's also not nominated. Yeah.
Yeah, Linnamäe is Linnamäe, and he's not nominated.
Also not nominated. Didn't the Hyundai get an upgrade?
Yeah, the updated engine for Croatia. Lindholm is also doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Poor Lindholm.
I can say with full confidence that anyone who drives the Hyundai i20 Rally 2 will never win a rally.
What? Nicolas Siaman, Central Europe Rally 2023.
He was driving a Fabia.
Oh, he was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on. Was he actually?
Yeah.
Oh my god, he was. Gone well.
The Hyundai is a shitbox.
It's a Ferrari.
It's a Hyundai.
But guys, I was testing in 2021 for Acropolis, and I had a discussion with Lambros Athanasoulas. You know.
Uh-huh.
They know.
The Delphi's Greek god.
Yes.
As they help him. The car was not good. the whole geometry of the car was off. Essentially, what Hyundai does, they don't do any testing of their own with the Rally 2 car. They just give it out to customers. The customers, they come back with a list of things they want to change, and then Hyundai test the change. That's it. You will never win a rally in that category with that mentality.
It's Toyota, fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
Toyota, on the other hand, is doing development. It's still not, I think, the fastest, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the Toyota's pace on tarmac because we didn't really see any of it in Monte.
Yeah, but then again, we didn't have any good driver.
Then again, we also don't really now because it's still just Bayari, Lina, man.
Are you disrespecting Yuki Yamamoto?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay, what are you gonna do about it?
Nothing. I agree with you.
Exactly.
Do you know who's also back?
No,
guys.
No.
William
Brynilsson.
Oh, even Brynilsson.
Oh, amazing. Interesting.
The Mads Østberg cosplayer from Rally Sweden 2012. And the guy who got a podium in Acropolis randomly in 2020.
When did he get a podium?
2022 in WRC2.
Ah, okay.
Rossell rolled on the power stage. And then Tuloftas was second and Brynilsson was third, I think.
Well, what year?
2022.
He was fourth.
Ah, for fuck's sake. Fuck! It's fine.
But he did get third in WRC2 in Sardinia 2020. There you
go. Wow.
That's a stat for you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But do you know who's also back and it's actually important?
Armin Kremer!
Yes, Armin Kremer. The GOAT, the WRC
Beast Weltmeister.
Exactly. Yes. Let's hope he wins WRC Masters Cup. He's been denied twice because car. Now car ends in twice 2021. No, 2022, 2023. So we hope he can do well so I can meet him in Acropolis because,
he's your idol, your cult hero.
Yes, he is my idol, and I know what I know about why I first know Armin Kremer. I was watching the 2002 season review as a toddler, as you do, and I remember his crash in Germany 2002, where the whole of car got Kubica'd into the barrier. And I was watching WC in 2017 in Germany and saw Armin Kremer, Ford Fiesta WC, was like, holy shit, it's the same Kremer! And
the same guy,
A love bond was created. And a fun fact about that car, M-Sport fixed it.
Oh my God, of course they did.
Yeah, half of it was burned, half of it was destroyed. They still fixed the chassis.
Well, they fixed all of McRae's car, so that must have not been...
The only car they failed to fix was Formoso's one in Monte, but that didn't resemble a car.
Lappi's car from Mexico.
And Lappi's.
Well, you can't really resurrect these cars now. They are just a few pipes of metal and a body kit.
Yeah. So.
It's not like a chassis that you have to repair.
Well, now it's just body panels.
It is still a chassis. It's still made of. It's just made of tubes.
And the safer PVC. One.
And the safer PVC. One. That's something Lancia would do.
Iskar.
Lancia Ypsilon Rally 1 coming to coming to you with a two-frame chassis made of toilet paper rolls.
It's made out of baguette, olive oil, and hopes and dreams.
Olive oil?
Oh no, 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 no.
That would
no,
be
no.
the first entry. That would be like a Renault Rally 2 car.
The Citroen Pony Rally 4.
Oh my god.
Right.
And now we have JWC. Silver, you pay attention to it because of Roman Jurgensen,
yes,
so I'll
I
let
do.
You do it.
Well, I kind of pay attention to him. the rest of the grid is kind of a crapshoot, if I'm honest. It's basically the only vaguely relevant drivers are Romet Jurgensen, Eamon Kelly, Tom Rensene, Diego Dominguez.
What about that guy with the Renault Clio?
It's not JWRC, it's still a monopoly in JWRC.
Oh well.
Organized by Ford themselves.
If Halkias was doing it, he would have won.
Well, you also, who we pay attention to is Fabio Schwartz.
Fabio's watch was good.
Also, there is Bruno Balassia who will turn the car upside down on the shakedown. And then
a little gun.
Yeah, but the Balassias have a nick for killing the car on the shakedown, don't they?
Yes.
Because Bruno did that in Sweden.
Yes.
Marco did that in Estonia last year.
Marco. Polo.
Yeah.
Martin.
There's not really much to say about JWRC other than Roman Turgenson won the Karlovac Quattro River Rally. In his class, of course, yeah.
But let's mention that his competition was from Kazakhstan.
Well, so. Yes.
Oi.
The Kazakhstani driver is also...
What oi?
Why are you defending Peter Borodin exactly?
No. I'm defending Jurgensen.
Well...
What?
Okay. Anyway, he has driven those roads. He did Croatia last year in a rally for...
Yes.
So... Yeah, he could do pretty well. Well, Estonians aren't usually known for being well good on tarmac, other than well, Tanak being kind of decent. But
in Germany,
yes. Other than that, yeah, not really much else to say.
Hey, Jurgensen's competition was actually from Turkey, so
Ali Türkan? Because Ali Türkan is 17th in the standings apparently. Ali Türkan hasn't done a single rally in JWRC yet.
What the fuck?
This year.
There's a snow rally in Turkey.
What?
Yes.
What?
How? Why is that surprising to you?
There's snow in Turkey.
Yes, obviously, Turkey extends from the Aegean Sea to Asia.
Well, yes, but there's a snow rally in Turkey.
Yeah. We have mountains. We don't have snow rallies.
We could have a snow rally, but it would be... Well, first of all, the roads would be full of mud.
Well, it would be the event people did as testing before Fafe last year, which Chevy Pons won.
No.
Yeah.
Oh!
What? What?
Oh, he!
What?
Not Chevy Pons. I forgot about Rally Viera Dominio 2023, where Pons won.
Yes.
Oh God!
Because there was snow.
There was snow.
Well, it's funny because there's a funny clip about Chevy Pons on snow.
An old clip, but
yes, where Carlos Del Barrio reminds him to do it like in the Autoscuela.
Exactly.
Why I hate Chevy Pons. This could be the episode where I talk about it, but
well, you've talked about it before. I swear to God, you have done a rant on it several times.
I haven't talked about it for 20 minutes. Like, I hate Chevy Pons because one, he stole a seat of Duval in 2006. B, he had the number one on his car, which is the worst thing to ever happen to WRC. Three, he swore at Carlos Del Barrio. Four, he spun in Col di Tirreni 4 times and was asking his co-driver, "What's wrong?" My brother in Christ, you don't know how to drive. Five, he's Chevy Pons. Six, he's Chevy Pons still, nothing changes, but it's seven, Chevy Pons, I object to his existence.
First name, he has Chevy. The Rally Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dimitris, why don't you relax after that mini run?
No.
Special mention from me to the Rally 4 category and Matteo Fontana, who I met on Acropolis Rally last year. He's 20 years old and he's been pretty good. So keep an eye out for him.
Unfortunately, Rally 4s are not a category in the WRC anymore, so they're rather pointless.
Mm.
But I've seen him in other entry lists as well. He is also on Michelin, so he won't get punctured, so he's gonna do well.
See, I know what I'm talking about.
He also did Sweden and Monty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good on him. So if you are Matteo Fontana and you're watching this, good.
Good luck.
Right, said Panaslav.
No! No.
If you want to become on the podcast...
Write to us.
Write to us.
To Dimitri about your opinion on the Greek stages this year.
I will help you find a good place to test.
Exactly.
Not really. Sure.
A cliff, probably.
Right outside the mine.
Yeah. I will probably guide him to either a paved road, a cliff, or something that's going to be extremely mudded and rotted and hasn't been used since 1987.
A volcano.
We have volcanoes. Susaki is a volcano in Lutragi, so there.
Well, that's the reason why the Lutragi stages are sandy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I agree. Mm-hmm. We
as
did.
Fact.
You are Greek.
Top 10 insults. So should we go and do our predictions? Zener, will you remember to see half them again this time?
Hold on. We were supposed to mention the newest rule shenanigans.
Oh yeah. They happen.
Yeah. Everybody will be in Croatia this weekend for basically the next weekend for discussing all topics about WRC for next year and onward. It won't only be the teams and the drivers and everybody. It will also be rally organizers.
Will it be people that are on this year's calendar, or will it be people that are interested in the calendar as well?
I think possibly both.
Ah.
I know people from Acropolis are going, so yeah.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I think, didn't people from Acropolis go in 2021 as well? Before it
yeah,
was
they
announced?
They were basically invited for the first rally of Croatia, but this year it's only for discussion, so only top personnel.
Give them
a 15-year
contract. Give them a 15-year contract. That's all I'm asking. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, but with a rotating rally center.
With what? Sorry?
With the rally center rotation system.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Oh, no. I don't want Lutragi.
But your dream of Patras might come true. Or maybe
okay. Interested. But it needs to happen soon. I'm going to graduate in like 2 years or something.
Yeah, no. There's no hope for you then.
Oh, fuck. Well, I have friends. They might still agree.
That's
to
good for you. Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
So let's go and basically what the teams are against the new rules that have been discussed and proposed by the FIA, and we're gonna get more developments tomorrow. We're recording this on a Monday. Tuesday is going to be a meeting in I don't know where about the new regulations, so by the time this podcast comes out, you'll probably know all about it, so we're not going to bore you with more stuff. Now, predicciones. Manos, since you are the guest, what position would you like to start with the guest? With the predictions, would you like to go last? Would you like to go first?
I'll go first.
Fair, sure enough. Zener, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So, the winner of Crazy Rally on overall time will be Thierry Neuville.
Oh.
Sorry, good.
Second example will be Sebastian Ogier. Third, if I remember correctly from my other predictions, third will be Elfyn Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth will be Adrian Fumo. And fifth will be Otanak. Exactly.
Amazing.
Now we need WRC3.
Two.
Sorry.
You want a top five or a top three?
Three.
I mean, it's pretty easy. I think Griazin will win.
Mm.
Pepe Lopez second and maybe also third, but it will be, I don't know, it will be very close between these two.
Yeah.
I don't see a surprise from Pagliari or Dinamarca.
No.
Maybe Nicolas Siamin will do a good rally. I think he will try and be on the podium. He's good in last one.
Mm-hmm.
At least he was in the polo last one. He retired. So, yeah. Do you want WRC3 as well?
No.
No one's interested in that.
Oi!
So yeah, but... winner Neville and yeah, that.
Yes.
Right. Who's next?
I'll go.
Okay.
That's very uninterested. Sure.
Go on, you silly.
Yeah. I'll go from first, I guess, as well. Ogier first.
Mm-hmm.
Neuville second. Neuville second. Evans third. Tanak fourth. And Formo fifth. Very vanilla.
Amazing.
I am unable to predict any attrition, so I'm giving up on doing it. WRC 2, I have Rossell winning, Lopez second, Grazen third.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. I'll go then. Top 5, Thierry Neuville in first. My parasocial enemy, Sebastian Ogier in second.
Okay.
Yeah, he replaced Loeb. Loeb is my favorite driver, so I dislike Ogier, and I also dislike Volkswagen, so it was kind of a marriage in heaven.
Not so Ogier is Ogier.
Yeah. My hate for Ogier started in Acropolis 2011. It grew with Germany 2011.
Mine too.
Good. Good.
We're on the same page.
Good. Good. Very good. We will organize a rock throwing contest in Lutrec if he does it. No. So Neuville, Ogier, Tanak.
Tanak, okay.
Evans and Katsuta in the top 5.
Oh, okay. So presumably Formo will be in it.
No, he'll be 6th. We need to have different predictions so that our graph isn't the same like all the other times.
Enough.
Because one time it was literally identical, all 5.
Did you at least get the prediction correct?
Sometimes we do, other times not so much.
This is...
And now WRC2, I'll go with Rossell. Rossell, Grazen, and Lopez. Top 3.
Okay.
Mm.
And now
it's my turn.
It's your turn, yes, Zenor.
It is.
It is.
I've put Neuville in first, much to the dismay of Silva. and then Ogier in second. This might be the worst top 2 I've ever predicted. In third, we've got Evans. Then fourth Mikkelsen and fifth Katsuta.
That's high.
Is it?
Okay.
Or yeah, Mikkelsen. But if he gets it.
Well, if he gets it, he'll get to have he'll have bragging rights. So
exactly.
Good job, Zenner. If it happens, you can look smart. But if it doesn't happen, which is certainly a possibility, you look foolish.
I've accepted my fate.
Yeah. None of the Estonians put Tanak on the podium.
Yeah, obviously not. Yeah. But
it's kind of a depression at this point.
It is. Yes, it is.
I have Tanak down in 8th.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. How and why?
It's a reverse jinx. Tanak will finish outside the top 5, but in reality, he will finish on the podium. See?
I used to do that with Vettel in 2018 and 2019. It did not really work.
Backfired.
And on so that depressing note.
Hey, my WRC.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Oh,
sorry.
Rossell, Sherman, Lopez.
Oh,
yeah,
so Zenor has gone for different ones all around.
Oh.
Wow. I know, I'm wild like that.
Okay.
Wildest thing Zener has done was when he put an ice cube in his cup of water in winter.
The spiciest thing ever.
Okay, Moritz. We'll explain that reference to you later. And now that we've finished our predictions, let's do the outro. Thank you very much for listening to this special episode of the Power Slide podcast. We hope you enjoyed, and we also hope our guest enjoyed the thrilling stuff of this recording. Thank you, Manus, for being a guest on the podcast. We might invite you again. I hope you agree.
I hope I was a good guest.
No, you were a really good guest. Very good. We'll bin the other ones and keep you full time.
Yeah, as I said in the Discord chat, I asked if we can replace Matt with Manus.
Oh, you did as well.
What an honor.
You are better than an Australian. Congratulations.
Yeah, he just sits there and then goes, I don't have no idea what is going on.
Yes, he does that.
You guys should do a special podcast for Australian Supercar.
He would be the only one talking.
Yeah.
Or George would talk as well, but
yeah.
It's kind of when they talk about V8 supercars or
Hyundai XLs
or Super Utes or whatever, yeah. It just turns into them talking and you just phasing out slowly as you listen to the babble. It's like James May explaining talk.
Yeah. It's like me and you talking about Loutraki's 57 different layouts.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. I phase out at the discussion.
Yes. I mapped all of them and I know how painful it is. And on that very fantastic outro, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. We hope to see you in the Croatia review. And yeah, take care. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.